All righty, we are at class number 2, November 10th, 2016, of our Spiritual Power for Success Momentum. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to ask the two of you to split up the reading out loud so that your energy can be signatured into this course recording of what the purpose of the class is. We're going to go over the purpose, we're going to go ahead and do our soul alignment, and then we're going to do some review, because the purpose of today's course in particular, today's class in particular, is for you to get clear of what is standing in your way from being absolutely focused on your completion project and anything that could be loose ends or leaky energy around your ability to succeed and do it. So the purpose of today is a non-judgmental going through like a microscope fine tooth comb of places in your success strategies so that you go after that goal with absolute certainty that it is yours, having fun doing it, and creating the habits and the lifestyle around you that supports it. I'll be going and giving you a meditation also during this call, and I'm going to edit it out so that it's a separate meditation apart from the overall class recording, so that you can easily find it and listen to it as often as possible before our before our class number 3. So let's begin with who would like to start off by reading the first couple of sentences of our purpose for this course. Who wants to do that?
I will.
Okay, go for it.
The purpose of this course is to bring your spiritual power into your next expansion ring of manifested success projects, personally and professionally. To continue to strengthen your sense of sovereignty in creating the life that you want. To build and experience palpable momentum in creating the life that you long to live.
Beautiful. Okay. And now, Barb, I would like you to read it as well so that your energy is on these recordings via the purpose. Yeah.
And where is that? Is that, I'm sorry, is that on the Facebook page?
Yeah, it's pinned to the top.
But that, yeah, it's at the top of the Facebook page. And it's also at the top of the web page where I put the recordings and the handouts and so on. Have you ever been to that page, Barb?
Well, that comes in by email, right?
Yes, I let you know when it's uploaded. Is that what you mean by comes in by email?
Yes. Okay. So now I'm in my Sasha list. I'm sorry.
Well, it's also, I guess it's good that we're talking about these little bits and pieces. In your Facebook group, in the About section, in the description, all that information, you know, that includes our calendar of classes and so on, there's also a link that leads you to the page where all of the class recordings, where you've gone to access the Segway videos and audios that I created for you to stay engaged, you know, stay on track, the audios and videos before this course started, that page. You remember that page, Barb?
Yeah. Yes, and I have purpose now.
So, I just want to make sure so that you're both comfortable in being able to find things. So all of the course materials, when they're uploaded, are on that page, right? Is that understood by both of you?
Right.
Yeah.
And also all of the dates. The dates are on that web page as well as in the Facebook group in that About section. Do you both see that?
Yes.
Barb, do you see that?
Yes.
And then the purpose is also in the Facebook group and in that About section as well. And again, the Facebook, excuse me, and then also, of course, the web page. So, and then, of course, in the web page, you also have the phone numbers for the class. And in the About section, there's the phone numbers for the class. So do you both feel like you know where stuff is when you need it?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry, I had not gone over that in our first class. I thought it was understood, so that's a good learning point for me.
Well, it's just that you know, they're in two or three places, and so, but I'm on track here.
Okay, good. So go ahead, dear, and read out loud the purpose statement for this course, just exactly what Mary read.
The purpose of this course is to bring your spiritual power into your next expansion ring of manifested success projects, both personally and professionally, to continue to strengthen your sense of sovereignty in you creating the life that you want, to build and experience palpable momentum in creating the life that you long to live, both personally and professionally.
How does that feel to both of you when you say it out loud? Just tell me what goes on inside of you. Mary, you want to go first on that one?
Sure. I just think the name spiritual power is just so juicy, and I get goosebumps. It's like, and then sovereignty and creating the life that you want. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
The idea of the expansion ring really appeals to me.
And yeah.
Strengthening your sense of sovereignty and palpable momentum.
So those are words that, those images and words that really speak to you, Barb, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, the vision I was given of that expansion ring was absolutely clear, as if I was, you know, looking at something in my physical world. It was such a clear image depicting how the soul expands. Mm-hmm. Its radiation, its broadcasts of energy. So thank you. Now, the reason that I had you both read that is so that you can own it even more deeply. Yeah, I pause just, you know, again to get the feeling parts of us going here, because in order for us to continue to build that home base of our sovereignty, it really has a lot to do with our ability to feel when we are off and when we are on, when we are in and when we are out of that flow. So that's why this particular time I'm putting more emphasis on saying something, stopping, and feeling. So let's begin now with going into your entire soul alignment protocol. And as a review, although I know you know it, That consists of doing the grounding cord, filling yourself up with light, setting your blue flame around a cocoon of light, going ahead after that in doing your calling your soul home. Then you're doing your center of head and your power washing the inside of your head. And then you call on the transmissions of grace. So go ahead and do your sequence, and then we'll move on. Anybody have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. And just say ready, you know, as I always ask, just please say ready so I know that you've gone through your cycle.
Ready.
Thank you.
Ready.
Okay, great. All right, so just give me a quick summary of how your before and after experience was before you did your soul alignment and now after you've done your soul alignment.
I think before I was a little antsy about, oh, what are we going to go do, and just, it got me centered and calm and more present.
Fabulous. How about you, Barb?
Well, this morning when I did this, I had a very distinct shift in power during the soul piece. Tonight I have, when I called upon the transmissions of grace, when I got to that stage, I had tingling from my toes all the way into my jaw.
That's phenomenal. How do you feel about that, Barb?
That it's pretty remarkable that I'm...
Let's just leave it right
jaw.
There. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just I couldn't help it. Go ahead. Finish your sentence, please.
No, that I'm starting to really feel it and feel it faster. And it's exciting.
Yes, it is. Yay, Barb. Okay, so tell me overall what changes happened in your life that you feel were influenced by our class number one. Who wants to go first?
I think changes in my life, being more aware of what goals I want to accomplish now in the last quarter and into the first quarter of 2017, and going through and assessing this, it's like how much work I have already done towards this and how confident I feel in delivering the product that I want to offer, and how it's an accumulation of what I've learned and refinements that I have enhanced in there. So I'm really, really excited about moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And what was it about our class number one that had it organizing yourself like that? That's fabulous.
And breaking it up into the small chunks to think about, well, there's this and there's this, and not just, okay, you want to do this, and by when? Okay, what are you going to do first? It's having the questions in front of me that I could take it apart.
Yeah, chunking it down is what you're saying, you know, like how to take it from this overwhelming thing into sequential steps to get there. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes.
Okay, great. How about you, Barb, dear?
Well, in reviewing my notes, I had been feeling overwhelmed, and so we did a very powerful exercise to release some of that, and you and I had a very powerful one-to-one session on Monday, which cleared through a lot of stuff and established beliefs and how to approach networking, and that was all very powerful. And I was actually able to employ that at an event yesterday.
So, awesome.
Mm. So there's been that change through the time since the first class.
Well, I got the change regarding having an enrollment conversation, or just simply working in a networking environment in a much more fulfilling and effective way for you? What was it that happened since our session, our private session?
Yes, it was a better approach to networking. It was prior to a program event which then was followed by a dinner. And all of that worked together very well. And so I have some folks to follow up with. The actual networking time was in a very small area where we were packed tight and it was very noisy. And so that posed some challenges, but I was able to employ the skills that you had helped me with. And in fact, sometimes, because this was a group that already gets it, it was a book builders group, the person I was talking with sort of flowed into the scenarios and the questions without my having to pose them. So it was very good.
Wonderful. So now, it sounds like what was the big shift for you, Barb, was knowing how to better navigate a networking event. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
And how about your sense of what it is you offer and feeling more confident about the value that you offer, as well as the clarity of the details of what you offer? How is all that doing?
Having that belief in place that I have something of value to offer to the right person really was very liberating.
Great. Say that again so that Mary knows. That I'm so happy to hear this. Would you mind please repeating what it is that you believe you learned so that Mary can also hear?
In our one-to-one session, we established the belief that I have something of value to offer to the right person. And so those words made me feel as if the right person is out there, and it's just a matter of connecting with them, and that there will be other people along the path who are not the right person. They may have value. They may have value that I want to listen to and become clear about, and then that I can say yes or no as part of this conversation without falling into people-pleasing. So believing that I have a value to offer and that the right person or persons would be out there, and we would sort of click, I guess, has been very, very reassuring.
Do you feel that, and how has that shown up in your behavior, both when you are alone at home working in your home office as well as when you're in business-related circumstances? Before you answer, let me just give some mindset behind this for both of you. The reason that I asked that is because all of the work that I do and that you've experienced has to do with what we do inside our beliefs and our attitudes and our decisions and getting clarity about all these techniques and strategies are all sitting kind of like on a level that is in midair. And then it all needs to seep down through our conscious mind to dictate our actions. and our behaviors. So that's why I'm asking. We do all the inner work so that we're going to produce something more fulfilling and effective in our outer world, right?
Right.
So I'm asking, that's where my question is coming from. Does that make sense, Barb dear?
Yes.
Okay, so if you could please answer, thank you.
I have definitely felt lighter. And more hopeful. That I can be me, and I can be authentic and serving to build relationships, realizing that that can take time, that that's planting seeds. So I'm beginning to feel that I am attracting opportunities or situations.
So what evidence have you had that has you feel that you are actively attracting opportunities, etc.?
I had a referral from an attorney that I know from a specific kind of networking group, and that referral and I connected in a strategy kind of session.
And it went
very well. I think work will come out of it, not immediately, but she was very pleased with the information I was able to give her, and we clicked very well. We came from similar education-oriented backgrounds, and I asked her to write a testimonial for me, and she was happy to do so. I don't think it's come through quite yet, but she understood that because their work, her business, depends a lot on testimonials. Then,
yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Then going to the networking program last night, I'll just briefly share that the guest speaker actually talked about copyright in the 19th century. And he has written his most recent novel, and I don't read much fiction, so I wasn't aware of this book, but I will be, called The Last Buccaneers. Because there was no international copyright, people pirated stuff back and forth quite a bit. So I was really into this. I mean, there are other people in the group who would have understood a lot of that, but yeah, I felt it was really for me. And the theme of the whole evening was piracy. So there had been a photo booth where you could dress up like a pirate and have your picture taken and then be entered in a drawing. So I did that, and the drawing was for a pirated book, meaning that one of these 100-year-old books where the content had been stolen, and I won the book, and it was The Strange Whatever of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and we knew that it was pirated because on the front cover was the sort of the engraved image of a woman playing golf, which has nothing to do with the book. And midway through the book, it changes to the content of The Three Musketeers. So it was just so right.
Yeah, yeah.
That book, and other people recognized that fact as well. And so also they wanted to come and actually sort of reverently look at the book. And so, you know, my presence was sort of known. You know, I wasn't just one of the crowd. I was now the book winner. And so, and even the host said how perfect it was because I do copyright.
So that's, yes, so you are, I'm sorry, go ahead. Do you want to finish your thought there?
Nope, that's fine with that.
Okay, well, that is truly the act of this synchronistic magic that happens, correct?
I think so, yes.
Well, I think so is not the same as yes. I don't mean to sound like I'm beating up on you. It's just we just have to stop holding back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that is an example. I mean, you even identified it. So you already know that the answer is yes because you told us about it, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Excellent. So that is also what I sometimes refer to as signs of land, right? Where we're heading in a direction of a goal, a project completion that's going to look a certain way, and we get these amazing messages, life events that are clearly synchronistic and therefore are signs of land, that we're going in the direction that we want to go and that it's happening. It's not just sitting in the middle of an ocean where we truly don't see anything other than ocean, right?
Right, right.
And those are the things to put into your psychic, intuitive, and energy management journal. You know,
yep.
These are the kind, good. Did you do that, by the way, Barb?
Yes.
Good for you. Wonderful. Good. All right. What about you, Mary? Have you had any evidences that might be considered synchronicity or might be considered signs of land?
Well, just the way Barb talked about planting the seeds and being consistent in showing up with your message, two different individuals who I have met through various networking groups for years and have never worked together approached me with a writing project.
Woo-hoo.
And I've already gotten paid by one of them.
Okay, now I'm gonna stop you. Before I do a woohoo, I have to ask you, when you say you've already got paid by one of them, are we talking about full payment? Describe the...
She paid me for the two-hour session that we had to make sure that both of us were going to work together well, that we meshed.
Fabulous.
And I gave her a proposal for the 6 months longer project.
Great.
And I had a conversation with a gal today about a project that she wants, and it's a matter of sending her the proposal and fleshing out specifics. But both of them, we have had conversations and lunches and over the years, and they were ready to write something, and they both said, I got to work with Mary.
All right. Oh, Mary, dear. Yeah. So now let's analyze it from an energy management standpoint, okay? What do you feel were the things that have happened within you, the things that you have set into motion within you that could have contributed to those two events occurring?
My passion for the women having their voices be out there in their own language, using their own words, that I have shown up to share my story and modeling with the writing that I've been doing on my blog and getting the technique or the tips out there of how you can mine your life for the messages that you are here to deliver to the world, and just being who I am authentically.
And what about your level of confidence and the clarity of the worth that you bring? Say a little bit about that.
My confidence has just skyrocketed, and I really feel that I own my vulnerability and am not embarrassed because I cry. That's what I do. I cry. And actually, one of the gals said, I had to tell my husband how passionate you are, and I have to work with her because she gets how important the story is. Because it's just as important to her as it is to me.
Yeah.
So I am embracing all of me.
Yeah, and you are embracing the fact that what you are doing is setting up some inner laws that are being felt by the outer world, where you are to be considered. You are maybe in some instances a force to be reckoned with when that time comes. And you are projecting a vibration of existing. You are standing up and saying, I am here. Correct?
Correct.
And before, how would you describe what you were doing?
Hiding.
Because?
Because I was afraid to be seen.
Because?
Afraid to be rejected and not loved.
Yeah. Good, ladies. Great. So all of this tells you what in terms of the exercises that we've been working on for as long as we've been working together, the two of you? How would you describe that all of those exercises are showing up in this way?
I would say that they laid the foundation for claiming our value and speaking up.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Barb?
I agree that all of those exercises have laid a foundation, and where maybe I didn't realize that it was happening or that they were intersecting, they are melding. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, and this is what is called magic. Really, I'm not being cute. This is really what's called magic because it just happens. It just happens. In the outer world, you know, like if we go to a gym and we do X number of sit-ups and then we do a measurement of our waist or a measurement of our hips, after we have, you know, done the diet, done the exercise, done the body wrap, if that's what we're doing, and then we can see a cause and effect, right? It's a lot more visible and rational, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
However, when we're using these tools, it's invisible. It's beyond rationalization or logic, and hence it goes into that it just happened zone. And it's the magic zone, really. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is important for you to know, because it is a very definite reason for you to have that much more courage, that much more confidence, and realize you are in momentum. That's why I call this course Success Momentum. You are experiencing it. Do you see that we are living the purpose of this course?
We are living the purpose of this course.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Good. Let's change to the next topic. Are you ready? Unless anybody wants to share a particular hot win that happened between last session and today, in addition to what you've already shared.
Oh, I will share that I am in my second anthology, which did not cost me a thing except saying yes to being a guest blogger.
Awesome. Now, what's an anthology? I describe what this means, please. Is this a co-author project?
Well,
is that what you mean?
It's a co-author project. And when I was in England on vacation, I got an email saying, I need your permission so that I can put your guest blog in this book on creativity and writing that I am assembling. And since I had already participated on her website with my guest blog, I was ready to go ahead and be part of the book that she was putting together. And when I came back, the Kindle edition was ready to go, and I went to Amazon, and she had me listed as a co-author. So I wasn't just acknowledged as a contributor. I was a co-author.
Yes.
And
that's great.
And all I did was say, yes, I'd be happy to contribute a guest blog.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay. Wonderful, beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Because, Mary, I know that oftentimes in anthologies, it's only the editor who gets the credit. And everybody else is in there, but they don't, their names don't pull out. And so that is really cool.
Yes. Yes, I was thrilled.
Rightfully so. Now, Barb, thanks again for that, Mary. That's just stellar. It's just stellar. Now, Barb, this referral from the attorney, I want to congratulate you on that. And I just want to understand, you called it a strategy session with the referral, right?
Yes.
So why did they have that session with you? If we go, for instance, to our client, our handout from class number one, let me just find the page that explains what I'm talking about. What was, if we go to page, let's say, 5, even though I'm talking about a product there, what was her reason for wanting to talk to you? What did she perhaps envision would be the benefits of speaking to you because of the product or service that she was exploring you might be offering? And what was the pain that she might have been experiencing where she wanted to resolve it and therefore wanted to spend time and have a conversation with you?
Well, that's very interesting, putting it that way, because I often have trouble identifying people's pain. But the attorney referred her to me because he knows that I do copyright things, and he has worked with her on various contracts and licenses and that kind of thing. Her company prepares educational software. and curriculum and content kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And a third party, another organization, would like to license those materials because that other company doesn't have this piece of content. Mm-hmm. And the attorney said, well, you know, could there be license issues? Could there be copyright issues?
Mm-hmm.
And so his client sort of went into panic a little bit. And so then we talked about her content, where she's gotten it from, what licenses might already be in place, what things to maybe check on.
So, okay, let me stop you. So if you were to take those concerns, pause and maybe float above the various things that she told you she wanted to make sure she was on top of.
Yes.
Meaning she wanted to make sure she wasn't going to be hit with any problems.
Right.
What would you call the pain that she was wanting to make sure she avoided? Does that make sense, my question?
Yes. Delays in her proposed project, maybe needing to go back and clear lots and lots and lots of rights.
Lots and lots of what? What was that?
Copyrights. Rights to content that they had used. She was under the impression that if she used open resources for an educational purpose, that she could go ahead and use them.
Mm-hmm.
And but we had to sort through how sometimes open resources are open for certain things, but here she was wanting to include them in something to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what would you say would be the pain that she might be in, or that she wants to avoid, or that she wanted to get educated in so that she didn't have to experience that pain?
Well, she didn't want to delay the project.
Okay, so time.
Okay, yeah. Money, certainly in terms of delaying this collaborative effort, but also money in terms of having to pay for rights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where I'm going with this is if we look at that page in our class number one handout, page number 5, and I've also just posted a few of these nuggets in I created a post that I just put in our Facebook group and pinned it to the top. These are guiding thoughts for you to be keeping in mind whenever you're designing a package, as well as whenever you're talking to somebody about your work, either to a potential client or to a referral partner, joint venture person. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Are you on?
Yes.
Okay. So why did the lawyer refer her to you rather than the lawyer just being her consultant? Where I'm going with this is for you to identify the resource that other people are seeing you as being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because clearly this attorney could have done it as well if they wanted to.
Well, he doesn't have a specialty in copyright. He's a licensed, he's a contract kind of guy for businesses.
But my point is, he's a lawyer, so he could have spent the extra hour to an hour and a half, if necessary, looking up information for her himself if he wanted to bother.
True. But he knew that I already had that expertise.
Yes, so that's the point I'm making, is that when we are defining our value and our confidence to be in a room of people that may be doing similar things to ourselves, the key is to keep looking for how you set apart from the next person. And a lot of times it's just the personality that we are, our soul purpose path, the sacred wound that we have, how we have been molded to be a certain kind of presence and service provider because of our life. It's also being able to mine the fact that we have an expertise that another professional may not want to bother dealing with, right?
Right.
And when we're looking at who could be our referral partners, we can look at people who may have a very similar skill base as ourselves. But if we can present what we're doing as making their life a lot easier or lightening their load so that they can have more of their ideal clients by letting them know the specialty that you do, you may in fact get some referral partners that way. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, and I want to talk a little bit more about this. The attorney's name is Steve. He and I had been wanting to have a one-to-one conversation for quite some time, and it just hadn't worked out. So we finally had one last week. And he said that in all his years as an attorney, the question of copyright had never come up until this particular situation. So perhaps if we had spoken and done our one-to-one, you know, a couple of months ago, at that point he wouldn't have had this client, and so there wouldn't have been all that clicking and synchronicity and stuff happening. This was the first time in 20-some years of his experience that a copyright question had come up.
Okay. So this is something for you to take note of and contemplate as to how you can build momentum from this experience by itself. Do you see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the way to build momentum is to think of other people like this particular attorney who you can introduce yourself to. You know, do a search on Facebook and any other way, as well as to, that's the main thing that comes to my mind is that one, to build momentum. Now, with you, Mary, how do you feel that you can build momentum based on what has just happened with these two people coming to you?
Build momentum with those two or at my networking events in general?
And in general, just you and your business at all?
build momentum by being prepared to set up a discovery session to say yes if people want to talk to me about their writing needs and be ready to go with a program that I can suggest that I already have in place.
Okay, yes, that's definitely basic. What you should be, what everybody should be doing in general is having that kind of clarity, that kind of willingness. That's why we talk about having your shopping cart, having your forms at available, having some way of talking about your offer so that you are ready, so that an opportunity can find you, correct?
Correct.
Mary,
May I add something to that?
Yeah.
I think that those two people are going to become referral agents, both within the group that you all are mutually in, and also getting some testimonials in writing, but also that word of mouth. The one person who said that she had to work with you because you get it and you know, you were on the same wavelength, I think that's going to be very powerful going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Do you see that, Mary?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go back to the handout from class number one, that page 5. Did both of you fill out the rest of these pages, which was part of your home play? It was, your home play was page 4 all the way to the end. Did you guys do that?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I did, yes. Well, I might not have gotten all the way to the end. I did through page 5. I probably didn't get all the way to page 6.
Okay, now tell me why you didn't. And this, I'm not picking on you. I just need to know where you're at. How come you did not do page 6, Barb?
I was inspired to work on this, I think it was October 31st is when I posted it. And I ran out of time at that point. And sort of forgot that I needed to do page 6.
Okay. So here's the thing. And I'm really glad you shared that, Barb. This course is meant for the following reasons. Number one is for you to find at least one product or service that you are extremely confident to market. Number two, that this course be like a battery, a fuel generator, to keep driving you forward with becoming more and more of the person you need to be to have the kind of success that you want. Which is the question on, let me find which page it is, page 6. Describe the person that you need to become to successfully market this offer. Because we're going to be doing an exercise in a later session where you're going to describe that future self, you, and then to keep believing it and owning it and perfecting the details of it. So I really, really want the two of you to look at this course, be clear about the homework, you know, listen to the end of each class, because that's typically where I review the homework, so that you are certain of what you're supposed to do. And also that you give yourself the chance to get the most out of this course by doing all of the homework. So I'm going to ask the two of you, will you make that commitment to be clear about the homework, do the homework, and regard this course as like a secret mega vitamin mineral or a secret chamber of empowerment that you go to that is just pumping up your soul. Will you both agree to that?
Yes, I am committed to my power chamber and doing my homework, my exercises in the chamber.
Good. Thank you.
I have to say that I wouldn't have known how to fill out page 6 until our session on Monday.
I understand, in which case, then you must ask me. You must ask me either in the Facebook group or send me an email or call me on the phone. If there's anything that doesn't make sense, it's just the two of you in this class. So there's plenty of time for me to be able to address what you need. Okay, Barb, why did you not ask me? Again, I'm not beating you up. This is all part of you stepping forward, standing up in your life to get the most of what you want. Right, Barb?
Yes, yes.
So why, let's hear, you know, let's be honest and transparent, and let's listen for the negative beliefs that drove the behavior of you not asking me how to further explain a particular homework assignment.
Well, I understood the assignment. I just didn't have answers that I couldn't become the person that I would need to become, and so I didn't know how to describe myself. And now I have a much clearer notion of that after our session.
Great. So, Mary, why do you feel, from your perspective, that still was something that Barb could have asked me?
Why do I feel it's something that she could have asked you?
Yes, in other words, yeah. So why didn't you ask me for the clarification, Barb? Because here I gave you an assignment, which means that both of you have the answers in you, and you couldn't find where to get that answer within you. So what stopped you from asking me for help or clarification? There is a negative belief lurking in there, and I want to bring it out.
Perhaps I didn't ask point blank because I knew we were going to do a session. But after the session, I did not go ahead and finish it.
Right. And that was because why?
I'm going to say that I was preoccupied, you know,
okay.
The whole election thing.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
We met Monday night, you know, got done 11:30 Eastern time.
Right.
So Tuesday was election day. When I was trying to be tuned out of feeling anything.
Right.
And
okay, I get it. I get it, my dear. I do. So what do you think the point is that I'm making with both of you so that we understand, again, the space that I'm holding for the two of you? Just both of you, please, share with me your understanding of why I feel that it's important to take time on this. And again, I'm not beating up anybody. This is all a energetic vortex for the best of you to heal and the best of you to emerge. So tell me why I'm doing all this, this conversation, please.
Because you want to see us succeed and meet our goals and put any of this homework as a priority.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And what about you, Mary, if, in addition to what Barb said?
Well, we are not going to realize the life that we want, even though, as much as we long for it, if there is an action behind it. And blasting through the beliefs that no matter how ingrained we think they are, they can be changed. And that's what you're helping us peck away at so that we can do and be the person that we long to be.
Yes, thank you. Perfect. The two of you have it. So I would suggest that you maybe go to your calendar and, you know, put in someday, sometime, when you're going to listen back to a two-hour class recording so that you can pick up the nuances that you may have missed of our class and make sure that you give yourself time to do the home play. So my suggestion would be, because I've done this with courses that I'm taking, I look at the schedule of the class dates, and then I put in my calendar those class dates as well as when I'm going to do the work. Play back the recordings, go through the exercises, and I would suggest you do that. Does that sound like something that would support the two of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. So that's that, I think that's what came out of this conversation, is that you take a new look at the level of commitment to make this course be something special, fuel for your soul, you know, fuel for your soul, so that you can get out in the world and just really start playing the game full out of what you want. That's where we're going in all of this. Okay, guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now let's take a look at the rest of this handout. Please, this is for class number one. Please make sure that you fill out this entire thing, because this is going to act as your digging away at details of what has to happen in order for you to meet this goal. So what we have on page 3 is the name of the project and all of the components, especially that evidence of completion. And those success beliefs, those are the ones that become very powerful when you fall down and you need to pick yourself up. And then on page 4 is for you to just keep reminding yourself and writing down the tools that you're going to use to keep going and to give yourself an extra foot on the gas pedal when you need it to keep going in the right direction. Then we've got, of course, describing the product or service and really, again, reviewing and refining and getting deeper embodiment of understanding your ideal client's challenge or pain and what it is about your product or service that is the solution to that. So that's all I wanted to cover further with this handout. You can put this handout away. The only thing that I am asking for you to do is, when you have filled out this entire handout, is to upload that document into the Files tab so that we can all look at it, okay? Now, is that clear what I just said?
Now, you've seen that the two of us have something uploaded.
Actually, no, I didn't.
So I uploaded on the 31st, and I looked at Mary's today. So there are
Mary's is through the signature system. Yes, I saw that. Right.
Yes, and so I had uploaded a bunch of stuff.
Yes, on the 31st. Yes, I did see that. Thank you. What I'm referring to is this entire handout, all of the pages.
Yes.
So is that clear? I mean, you don't have to do, let's say, the notes, which would be page 8, but I do want to see what you wrote down for the tools that you learned that day from that class.
Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because that helps me to know, you know, what you are taking away, all right?
Okay.
And the value of you uploading it for each other to see is that maybe somebody will write something that you missed, you know, so you can remind them of something that they learned and to listen back to get a deeper embodiment of it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the homework assignment on this document, please? I don't mean to sound condescending. I just really want to be clear.
So the homework is to upload the class number one, answers to class number one handout, with the exception of page 8, the note.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you. You got that right, Barb.
Yep, yep.
Okay. And also what we've come away with so far is if you have any question at all about how to answer any homework or do any homework, please put it in the Facebook group and tag me, and I will answer you there. So are we clear about that?
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, now let's talk about this mystical mindfulness bell application. Barb, were you able to get it uploaded?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I searched around for a while, but I found it.
Thank you. Thanks for sticking it out. And it sounds like you've done that, Mary. And you told Rita, Mary, that you sometimes can't hear it. Is that right?
Right. And okay. I found out what I needed to check something on my settings. And once I did that, it was going.
Okay, now you should be able to set it so that it only goes like once every hour or once every 2 hours, right?
Right, right. That's what I meant. It was going.
Okay,
in a time.
Oh, okay, good. So it was going in the way that you wanted?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this is what I'm going to give you different exercises along the way to use with the mindfulness bell. However, for your very first assignment, so this will be part of your home play, is every time that bell goes off, is for you to stop what you're doing as best as you can. If you're driving, don't stop driving. Just see if you can add a focus without being irresponsible with your driving safety, obviously. And the question that you're going to ask is, higher self, what do I need to know now? That's all I want you to do whenever you hear that bell go off. So how do you like that exercise?
I like it.
Pretty cool.
Now, I have it go off every hour. Is that okay?
Yes, that's what I do. I have this thing starting at 9 in the morning and ends at 11 o'clock at night. And that's what I do. What I do, we're going to get to this at another time. I want you to start here. But what I do is as soon as that bell goes off, I immediately start saying to myself all that I'm grateful for. And I ask to feel the presence of my higher self. I ask to know that my higher self is there. Now, you can do that if you want, but right now I would just want you to ask the question, higher self, what do I need to know now? Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then as much as you can remember or however you might be able to take notes, because if you're out and about, some way for you to trigger a memory so that when you get home and you're going to write in your journal, you can write down the messages that your higher self gave you. Even if it is you're doing great, or just relax, or everything's going to be fine, or turn left here. Those are you. What you're doing is you're building up your fund of confidence, of partnering with your higher self. Okay, got that?
Yep.
So that's what the mindfulness bell is all about.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to move to the last part of today's curriculum. And that is a new tool that I'm going to teach you. It's a combination of many things you've already learned. So here are the things that we need to do as a setup. Number one, let's have you think about the project that you want to create by February. Everybody clear about that?
Yes.
Okay, Barb? Now I would like you to close your eyes and ask your intuition, ask your higher self to give you a symbol that represents the successful completion of that project. You hear me typing because I'm making notes to myself.
Okay.
So describe. See it, if you want to do a little doodling so that you can have a visual of the symbol that describes the successful completion of that project. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to do a really short mini playthrough of your success emotions gymnastics exercise, which I am now, I'm sure you're going to be very happy to hear, abbreviating down to simply success emotions. We're going to leave the gymnastics out of it. Of you having completed that project. The moment that that project has been successfully achieved. So I'm going to be quiet while you take some time to create a scenario of the moment you know that that project has been completed. And let me know when you've done that.
Ready.
Okay.
Well, I know what I wrote down in the workbook, but now I'm seeing, I want to feel that it's complete when I've had somebody work with me on it, that they hire me for it.
All right, so then your completion, your success emotions would be that person did hire you and you did get paid and you did deliver a big whopper, fulfilling, wonderful, heaven-singing session with that person.
Well, if But it's more than a session if they have bought the six-month package, the program.
So it is them paying you for that package, and that isn't that your success moment? They bought that package?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what was it about that was confusing for you?
Well, I was going back to what I had already written down, that my completion was when I had it. I had a sales page on the website, and I was promoting it with Facebook ads. And it didn't feel like, well, just because you put it up there doesn't mean that you really connected with anybody, that they're using your service.
Right.
So it's not just...
So you're changing your evidence of completion.
Yes, evidence of completion is that somebody bought it.
Great. And so now, are you clear about the visualization that I'm asking you to practice using your success gymnastics, your success emotions?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so go ahead and take a moment. And
that's what I was seeing. I was seeing somebody handing me a credit card and saying, "I can't wait to get started." So there was having completed the project.
Okay, so is there still a question?
No. That was my gymnastics, my emotions that I was so excited and just ready to, joyful that, oh, this is going to be so great for you.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. Good. So you're clear then, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. And how did you feel, Barb, when you played out that scenario? Describe your feelings of success emotions, please.
Well, I opened an envelope and it had a check in it. Which was expected, I suppose, but that it totals, then I've reached the $10,000, and I'm yippeeing and hooraying and jumping all over, and excitedly taking it to the bank.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
And depositing it.
Wonderful. Good. So you got that, right?
Yep.
Amen. All right. So now the only last step, this is all the setup for this exercise that we're going to go through right now. The next step is for you to just close your eyes and to ask your spirit guides, the transmissions of grace as well, and your own spirit team to make themselves known, to give you some message, some vision, some registering that they are there with you to help you heal, to help you release blocks, to help you activate your success. So to help you release blocks, and to help you activate success. You're calling in your spirit team. So let me know when you've done that. Where they definitely give you some way of knowing that they are there. And let me just say ready when you sense that.
Ready.
Okay.
ready.
Okay, wonderful. Now, do both of you know where the seven chakras are on your human body?
Yeah.
Barb, do you?
Not exactly. I haven't done any chakra work.
Okay, how about you, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the first, I'd like you to touch your body in these places, both of you, but obviously this is predominantly for Barb. Your first chakra, Barb, if you would, let's have you touch the base of your spine, the very base of your spine. That is your first chakra area. It extends that entire lower area, right where your pelvic abdominal area ends, where that base of your spine tailbone is, as well as that whole width of where your legs insert into your hip sockets. That's the domain, shall we say, of the first chakra, all right?
Okay.
Now let's have you move your hand to about 3 finger lengths. So if you put 3 fingers together, maybe your pointer, middle, and ringer finger together, and place those 3 right underneath your belly button. That is roughly speaking where your second chakra is. Is that clear?
Yes.
Great. The third chakra is the solar plexus, which is that area right between the bottom of your rib cage. You got that? Now let's have you move your hand to the very center of your sternum. That is your heart chakra.
Okay.
Now move your hand to the center of where your clavicle bones are, right at the base of your throat. So if you were to put your fingers at the base of your throat, your fingers are going into that indentation that's right above your collarbone, right?
Yes.
That's your throat chakra, and that's chakra number 5. Right?
Right.
Now, okay, move your hand and place it right in the center of your forehead. So it's about an inch above the line, if there was a line drawn across both of your eyebrows, one straight line from the right corner of your right eyebrow all the way across to the left furthest corner of your left eyebrow. That line, now go about an inch above that, maybe 2 inches above that line, to the center of your forehead. Got it?
Yep.
That is your third eye. That is your sixth chakra. And then finally, there are other chakras, but for this basic system, now move your hand to the very top of your head, in the center of your head. That is your crown chakra, chakra number 7.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to do a meditation. Do either of you need to take a quick restroom break, or are you in good shape?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. All righty, so let's have you sit comfortably and just review in your mind that symbol, review very quickly that brief visualization to get those success emotion feelings, review very quickly the feelings that you had of having achieved the results, and recalling, feeling the presence of your spirit team, some spirit support presence. And now let's have you relax your body with some nice, slow, deep breaths. And with each exhalation, you really can feel your energy relax, relax, relax. And taking another deep breath in. And relax, relax, relax. And another deep breath in. And relax, relax, relax. And allowing yourself to feel a softness coming through your body because you are relaxing. Good. And relax. Letting go. Noticing how your stomach is softening, the muscles in your hips are softening. Your shoulders are dropping and just relaxing. That's right. Now, please ask your spirit team, your higher self, and your other spirit helpers to come close to you who will help you to release any blocks to your success and who are also equipped and able to help you activate success energies in your energy field. Specialists who are able to help you release blocks to your success and who also have the skill to help you activate success energies in your energy field. Ask them to come and make their presence known around you now. As well, go ahead and strengthen your grounding cord. Revisit the energies of tubes of light that are at the base of the soles of your feet. Strengthen and detail out the ball of light above your head, which is the presence of your soul, your spiritual energies. Strengthen your protection prayer that only that which is for your highest good, only those spirit helpers that are for your highest life experience are able to come close to you. All others are not welcome and must stand back or leave. And now we will begin by focusing on your first chakra. Looking at your first chakra with your clairvoyant sight and placing the symbol of you successfully accomplishing your project into the center of that first chakra. Just know that it's going into the center of your first chakra, the symbol of successfully accomplishing your project. And quickly run the video of you seeing yourself, feeling yourself, hearing yourself right after you successfully accomplished your project. The moment right after you definitely completed that project. Run that video right in your first chakra. Knowing that anything that is interfering with or is resistant to you having that success automatically is being pushed out of your first chakra and sent down your grounding cord. And on the inhale, you replace and fill that vacuum with a strengthening of that visualization and that symbol. And now ask your spirit team to clean out anything else that's in your first chakra that is resistant to your success of this project and that will activate the certain success of this project completion. Good. Now we move to the second chakra. Put your attention on the second chakra, please. Place the symbol of successfully completing your project into that second chakra. Run the video of you successfully accomplishing that project the moment after it is completed. Knowing that anything that is standing in the way of that completion is thrown out of your energy field down the grounding cord, and the vacuum is filled with the energies of that symbol and the energies of those success emotions and the vision of your video. And asking your spirit team to take out anything else that's residual, that is resisting that success accomplishment, and that will activate your success accomplishment for certain. And moving now to your third chakra. Place the symbol in, knowing that you're releasing whatever needs to be released. Running the visualization of your success emotions. Filling the vacuum with strengthening of your symbol, a strengthening of the visualization, a strengthening of the success emotions. Asking your spirit team to come in and remove anything that's remaining, that's resistant to your success, and to activate, help you activate the success energies for you to accomplish that goal. and moving to your heart chakra, your fourth chakra. Inserting, embedding the symbol of your project completion. Releasing whatever is resistant to that success and activating the energies of success. Running the video of your success emotions. Continuing to release anything that is blocking the success of your project and activating and intensifying your success emotions. Asking your spirit guides, your higher self, to come in and to help you release even more of whatever resists your success, and to activate even more the energies that will bring certain success. And moving to your throat chakra, inserting the symbol of successfully accomplishing your project, knowing that whatever is resistant is released down your grounding cord, run the video of you the moment after you have successfully accomplished your project. Those emotions are just intense success emotions. And asking your spirit guides, your higher self, to come in and help you to further release any resistance, any success blocks, and to activate instead the energy patterns, the energy constructs for certain success of your project completion. And focusing on your third eye. Embedding the symbol, running the video, releasing the blocks, activating the success certainty energies. Feeling the emotions of the success, the moment right after you succeeded at your project. Asking your spirit helpers to further release and to further activate the necessary energy constructs for you to succeed at this project. And your crown chakra. Embed, insert that success symbol knowing that you are dislodging and releasing any success blocks. Running the video of you the moment after you successfully accomplished your goal. Those success emotions are so intense. Asking your higher self and your other spirit helpers to further support you in releasing any residue of resistance blocks and further activating constructs of energy that will bring certain success in your physical plane. And relax, keeping your eyes closed. Ask your spirit team and your higher self if they have any message for you. What is the message? And thanking your spirit team, seeing them back off and go on their way. Your higher self integrates and merges back into you if you saw it in front of you. In either case, your higher self is with you always. And now, imagine that there is a huge violet flame bonfire of transmutation. And I'd like you to take your grounding cord and release it from the base of your spine and throw it into that transmuting bonfire of violet flame, the flame of Saint Germain, and put a new, fresh, clean, dynamic grounding cord in its place at the base of your spine. And the one that has been transmuted was filled with energies of gunked up success blocks, and now all of that is transmuted into higher frequencies of support, of love, of light, of determination, of self-value, of courage. And now, in a moment, I'm going to bring you back to the here and now. And we're going to complete our class in just a few moments with a count of three. Number one, opening your eyes at the count of three. Number one, moving your fingers, your toes, taking some nice, slow, luxurious, deep breaths. Two, coming up slowly. Remembering everything that happened during that clearing and activation, taking a deep breath in, and three, opening your eyes wide awake and alert, feeling amazing. Everybody back?
Yep.
Okay. So, what was that like for you? Let's hear. Who wants to go?
Well,
I love doing that chakra meditation.
And what did you notice? I heard you, Bob. I'll come to you in a minute, honey. What did you notice, Mary? What were some of the highlights of it for you?
The embedding the symbol, it was just building and got richer, and it just, I could feel the symbol in my hand. It's very powerful.
Yeah. Great. Did you notice a shift? Okay, I'll ask Bob first, and then we'll come back to both of you answering my next question. What was it like for you, Bob, dear?
Well, it was a very new experience. And challenging sometimes to keep the focus. But very powerful, and I think it'll be more so as I practice it.
Yeah. Yeah. So my question is, did any of you notice that you got messages, either visual or auditory or sensation, when you focused on the various chakras?
It was auditory that, see, you had it in your hand the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your vehicle. And you can do this.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. How about you, Barb? When you went from chakra to chakra, did you notice with any, or did you notice with all, that when you focused on each chakra and went through the different steps, that you got visions or auditory messages or sensations?
Not really. Maybe some little tinglings, but really not anything. I was busy listening and doing, and so.
Okay. Okay, good. When I did this on myself the other day, I definitely got messages and visions with different chakras. So what that confirmed for me is that there is definitely content that sits in these chakras, and it's just a matter of us focusing on them and asking questions, or focusing on them with a very specific intention. Okay, got that?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. So your home play, I'm going to ask a lot of you. Your home play is for you to do this exercise every day between now and our next class. Why? Because I want to build the momentum of you activating in your energy field what it is that you want. Now, this takes about 20 minutes. And as I said, I'm going to edit it out, just the meditation, so all you have to do is click and play kind of thing. Will you do this? Will you set aside 25 minutes to 30 minutes to do this every day?
Yes.
Good. Because our next class is Thursday, November 16th, and I would really love for you to have the experience of what in the world is going to happen in your outer world with you doing this every day. And for you to keep track in your journal every day the experiences that you have directly during doing that meditation, and anything that might happen later in the day that when you think about it was probably connected to you having done the meditation. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And so that, my loves, is a wrap. So let's go around the room and have you share what were the highlights for you, and then we'll give each other a virtual hug, and I'll see you in the Facebook group, and I'll see you next week. Who'd like to go?
Well, I think the highlight was revisiting the chakra meditation again, because we've done that type of thing before, and I got away from it, but it's reinforced how powerful it is now that I have a really supercharged symbol for my project. And I love the phrase, magic happens. I just think that is so juicy.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. All right, Barb, dear.
Yes, for me, visualizing the moment of success and the emotions that go with that, and then experiencing for the first time this kind of chakra meditation.
Mhm. Mhm. Good. Anything else from either of you? Other highlights?
Nothing else.
Nope.
Okay. The other part of your home play, excuse me, got something in my throat. I'm so sorry. I didn't clear my throat in your ear. Is to review the objections section of your client enrollment handout. And really read them through over and over and over again. So that, and also the mindset section. So the mindset and the objections. So that you really start to bring your own personality to these mindset beliefs and how you would address objections. And just allow yourself to visualize you answering some of these objections in a dress rehearsal kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, a bonus homework assignment, home play assignment, is for you to have one strategy session, client enrollment session, between now and our next class, where you review that mindset before the client enrollment session and you keep this objection sheet with you so that if something comes up where you need to remind yourself how to handle that objection, it's right there for you, like a cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's your bonus assignment. Does that bonus assignment seem doable for either of you?
Yes.
I know that I have one scheduled for the 18th.
See if you can move it to earlier. If you can't, you can't. Then create another one.
Yeah. I'll see if I can create another one.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Okay, my dears, off you go into the great world that awaits us.
The great world that awaits us. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Good
love
night
to you all. Both.
Thank you.
There. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.